V-minus 52. GCC headquarters, Buenos Aires, Argentina.
I'm alone, President Slater said. Well, just me and a few aides. He's not here, if that's what you meant.
Emma detected enough implied resentment in Slater's tone to think that at least some of it was for show.
I did mean Godfrey, but it doesn't really matter if he hears this from you or from us. I just wanted you to hear it first. I tried to call you 10 minutes ago before he got into that ridiculous speech he just gave.
In the silence, Emma left, hoping Slater might fill it with a telling sigh or comment. Nothing audible came through her phone.
Anyway, she went on, I wanted to tell you that Dan was contacted again last night, and that this time it was a physical meeting. They spoke to him, and he spoke to them. They didn't give any explicitly clear-cut answers to some of the questions he asked, which will no doubt be the same ones you would have asked yourself, but Dan wants to tell you all about it.
Please put him on. After what he prevented at the Gravison, I trust Dan fully on this, and I know the messengers are looking out for us. I can be as discreet as necessary, needless to say.
That's the thing. He doesn't want to talk about any of this over the phone. Are you leaving Argentina in the next 48 hours, or is there maybe some way we can meet you there?
Here is best, Slater said enthusiastically. Things are moving quickly, as I'm sure you know, and to be perfectly candid, I don't particularly want to leave our esteemed chairman to respond to them without running them through my own filter. Everything he just said was the watered-down version, if you can believe that.
Emma rolled her eyes. Only too easily. Godfrey can be there for the meeting too, though, if you want him to be. But when are we talking? Does tomorrow work?
Tomorrow works perfectly. And I do think it would be best if William is in on this. Will you need us to arrange a flight?
No, Timo's plane is still in Denver, Emma said.
Of course. As I've said before, Dan is an important asset, and I'll personally make sure you can leave tonight if any scheduling intervention is needed. I'd very much like you both to arrive in time for an early morning meeting, because with the pace of recent developments, we could be looking at another damn triangle before too much longer.
The ensuing silence, which Emma knew Slater was leaving in the hope that she would make some kind of telling sound, ran even longer than the last.
But I do have one last question, President Slater said, breaking the silence and sounding slightly flustered for the first time in the conversation.
Did Dan happen to say if the aliens mentioned anything about the chip in his neck, or maybe that they removed it? I didn't hear about this contact event, so if our security services knew, then someone has decided to keep it from me.
The messengers became aware of the chip after last time, and this time they worked around it, Emma said, deciding that allowing preventable distrust to develop within Slater's administration would be good for no one.
Things have changed on that front, regarding how they make contact, and that's the main thing Dan wants to talk to you about. We do want these chips out, though.
Of course, and something tells me I'd be wasting my breath if I asked for more details of Dan's current thoughts. Slater said, almost, but not quite chuckling, so I'll save us both some time and not even try. But Emma, thanks for bringing this to me.
We'll see you tomorrow,
Emma replied, ending the call with no further platitudes. Still waiting for the GCC's embattled chairman to return to her side after his already wave-making speech, President Slater sat in quiet thought. With the third triangle still unaccounted for and tensions rising by the second, she could only hope that tomorrow wouldn't come too late.